Good morning. I'm Pat Feldbaugh, back with my regular visit with Tim Clark of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Hey, great, Pat. Thanks for having me on here.
Well, since we talked last, we've had a lot of cinematic activity and a big snowstorm. How did the storm affect the film business in Western New York?
Well, you know, it caught us at a time where we were really just between shoots. When the snowstorm hit, we had just finished a movie in the Buffalo area. And then we really had like a few days off. So it kind of caught us in between, you know, major things. But what it did is it sort of proved to us that you really can't plan much, because when that snowstorm hit, then all of a sudden we had a lot of television crews from a variety of, you know, networks that decided to travel to Buffalo and capture some of the craziness of the snowstorm.
The Travel Channel was in town at the time of the storm, is that right?
That was a regularly scheduled segment that they were shooting, that they called us about, and you know, we assisted in the setup up at Niagara Falls with New York State Parks. And what happened was, you know, they were concerned because they have to stay on schedule with their production, and of course, you know, they weren't sure if they could get in and out of Buffalo. But as it turns out, they were able to land at the airport and sort of skirt all the road closures and get up and do what they had to do. And that episode will probably be seen in a few months on one of the shows that you'll see on the Travel Channel.
So looking ahead, what's the new year look like?
Well, we have a pretty active first half of 2015 that's starting to look pretty good. In fact, just this past weekend, we had a pretty good sized movie scout crew come in and sort of give us the once over for a film that, you know, that'll be shooting sometime in early spring. And, you know, and that looked actually pretty good. I'm pretty sure that that we've got a pretty good shot at getting this thing. So you never know, of course, on these movies until you see them, you know, pull into your town. But I'm actually fairly confident about this one.
Well, they must have felt that Buffalo and Western New York had something to offer, or they wouldn't have contacted us in the first place.
Yeah, that's true. The word has gotten out that Buffalo is really, and Western New York, I should say, is really a really changed, you know, community perceptually, as well as with the incentives. The New York State tax credits are really pretty good for upstate New York. And so consequently, you know, we're seeing a lot more activity and a lot more interest here. You know, the other weird thing that happens, too, is there's a ton of people that have some connection to Western New York that really, really, really emotionally want to shoot back home, you know, and come back home and do a movie here. So we're grateful for those people and grateful for those who come here for our tax incentives. However they get here, we're happy to show them around, and hopefully they'll spend their money in our town.
So, Tim, can you get any more specific about any of these projects?
Well, you know, Pat, so much of what we do is so confidential, but I would not be surprised if Western New Yorkers see a few movie stars floating around Western New York, let's say, in the next 4 or 5 months. There should be a lot of activity, I believe, and I think a lot of people see a lot of strange-looking movie trucks floating around the area, that's for sure.
Well, Tim, thanks for stopping by and giving us the lowdown on what's going on with the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Have a good holiday, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, and thanks, Pat, as always, for having us on. And we'll certainly look forward to a pretty good 2015. And lights, cameras, action in Buffalo, that's for sure.
And this is WBFO's Press Pass. I'm Pat Feldbaugh.